Praise the Lord to the to the new year. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the hour of praise and thanksgiving. What else can we give unto the Lord but our thanksgiving? You've given us everything else. He that praises me glorifies me. And he that praises speech arise without show the salvation of God. Help us to ever praise and bless your holy name, Lord. And we know the Bible says you do inhabit the presence of your people. So it is tonight, Lord, according to thy word, we rejoice in you greatly, Lord.
Amen.
Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, our Lord, in his last words, let me read his last words to us before he ascended to heaven. So in Mark 16:17, and this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, even more of the thing that he said before he went to heaven, in Matthew 28:18, the last part of that verse, say, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Then there is earthly ministry. The Lord said this in Luke 10:18-19. The last part of Luke 10:18 says, the Lord said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Then verse 19 says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all, A-L-A, the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemy hurt you. So we see right there, we receive even further revelation about the defeat of Satan from the Epistles, Colossians 2:15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So all this scripture informs us that our Lord Jesus Christ has stripped Satan of all power. He has no more power. The only power Satan has is to lie. That's it. To deceive people by lying. At the end of the age, Bible says he deceived all that are in the world. The Antichrist system, right? That's how he gets the power. He deceives all, you see, by lying and so on. So though Satan is still the god of this world, as we are told in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the god of this world, yes, but we children of the Lord are not under his dominion. No, as a Christian you are not, unless he deceives you. You are not under the dominion of Satan as a Christian, not so, you know. Colossians 1:13 tells us this, who, meaning Christ, has delivered us from the power of darkness. You see where you are now? Christ has delivered you from the power of darkness, you know.
Amen.
And has translated you and me into the kingdom of his dear son. Yes, it's because of this woman, Satan, but as a believer, you don't know under his dominion anymore. So the only way you can think you are is if he deceives you or me, you know. All power belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ. And he has delegated all that power to his church.
Amen.
Power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So don't think talking about the scripture in your house, it means Satan is fallen angels and demons. The Lord has given power over all those powers of darkness. So tonight I'm talking about living in the authority and power of Christ. You have to leave that authority, you have to appropriate that authority. You have got a part to play, you see? And I'm going to list about two things to do for you to do this effectively, you know? So now, God's ultimate purpose for confining his authority on the church is given us in Ephesians 3:8-9. I want to read that one. What is God's purpose in delivering and delegating that authority to you and I? Just for fun? No. That's the purpose for it. Let me read it in Ephesians 3:8-9. Or to me the apostle wrote, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. See how rich our Lord Jesus is? Unsearchable, really, you know. If you try to find out God, you're going to miss him a lot, you know. Just believe in him, praise God.
Amen.
Who can by searching find out God? No man. Not, I don't care how brilliant they are, how sharp they are, you can't find it. Only just believe him, that's it. Now, next verse. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. So, the deity of Christ, right? All things were made by him, and nothing was made. We were not made by Christ. He is deity, he is God. Now look at the next verse. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. That is the purpose he delegated all the power that he has to the church. That's one purpose, the eternal purpose, right? According to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have a boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. What am I saying here? It is the eternal purpose of God to make his wisdom known through the church to the rulers and authorities of the heavenly places, through you and I. That's what he chose to do, is the Almighty. We are the clay, he is the potter. He chose to delegate as authority to us to show the path of darkness, his manifold wisdom, through the church. So we have to know our place, right? So now, so we see right there. So when it comes to fulfilling this eternal purpose, how is the church doing today? How is the church carrying out this responsibility that God has given to her, and so how is he doing it? So so our prayer is that God will open the eyes of all his children, so that the church will come alive in Christ and fulfill his purpose. Now, in writing this off in a very short exhortation, so how to live in the authority and power of Christ. There are many ways. I just got laid in my heart about four ways you can really get into these things. So number one, you have to believe. We are told in Ephesians 1:19 that toward us who believe is the exceeding greatness of his power according to the working of his mighty power. So when we believe, then the exceeding greatness of God's power is unto you, to us what? You have to believe, first of all, believe the Lord, believe. In the spiritual realm, if you don't believe, you have Christ's authority over the kingdom of darkness, you're not going to likely to be able to exercise it, right? He has given it to you. Even if you are born again today, that authority belongs to you, amen? Not to the bishop, not to the pope, not to the pastor, not to the prophet alone. As many as are born again, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. You don't get this authority and power and so on, You must know it though. How can you use it before you don't know, right? You must know who you are in Christ. And you do that by eating the word. Letting the word of God sink into you, knowing who you are. Read the epistles and see who you are in Christ, Now, that's one thing. Believe and know what you have in Christ and begin to act upon the word of God. Number two, to live in this authority of Christ, you must be humble. What is humility really? Humility is confidence properly placed. Humility is confidence properly placed. You can misplace confidence, right? Humility is like meekness too, which in the case of Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, he has such a great strength, but under great control. What do I mean by that? Yeah, I mean, omnipotent, right? He is omnipotent. But when he was here as a man to redeem you and I, he put it right under control, So, for example, in exercising our authority, humility is placing confidence in Christ. Don't put it in yourself. So, to really manifest that authority you have, you must put your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is humility too, in the Lord Jesus, He is the source of our authority. You don't have authority, he gave it to you, right? He is the source. In ourselves, we put our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, the source of our authority. We are to glory in our Lord Jesus Christ and put no confidence in the flesh. If I'm going to really get this authority and use it that God has given to you. Philippians 3:3 says this, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit. I rejoice in Christ Jesus. I have no confidence in the flesh. So To really use the authority that God has given to you, you have to have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the authority. And our Lord Jesus Christ didn't shrink back from exercising his authority. And he showed humility by doing everything according. It's an example, right? You know, he showed humility by doing things according to only what the Father showed him. In fact, in John 5:19, he said, I do nothing but what the Father shows me, right? How many of us just go out on one leg, right? And that begin to do things. Have you asked the Lord? Have you passed through the Lord? This thing that you're trying to do. The Lord himself said, I do nothing. John 5:19, except what the Father shows me. Showing you an example. So to utilize the authority he gave you, you must acknowledge him and then let him lead you, and then you'll be successful in weeping this power of darkness, not then tormenting you, right? So we see right here. So Job 5:19 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. So, and that's the way he wants us to be. And, pride will say this. Pride will say, a pride person will say, oh, I can do it, you know. But humility will say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengtheneth me. Praise the Lord. Always be mindful of that. I can do all things, but don't forget the plus. Through Jesus Christ, that strengtheneth me. It's the strength of our life, you know. So that's how we can whip the power of darkness using authority. Apart from Christ, we can do nothing of ourselves that we lack. In John 15:5, he said that. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. I pray we always remember that in everything we do, you know. Put him first, go in his strength, and you will never fail. So we humbly exercise this authority in his strength and in his name. So we go through two things, right? So through belief who you are. And now, humble yourself. I got too much to say for time's sake. Boldness. Boldness is the mark of a spirit-filled Christian. Say that again. Boldness is the mark of a spirit-filled Christian. To be strong and courageous. Four times in the book of Joshua. Joshua, the conqueror of Canaan, after Moses passed on, right? Authority passed to Joshua. He was the conqueror of Israel. All that land that were won and taken over by Canaan, Joshua led most of them. He was the conqueror of Canaan. And look at what happened to him. Four times, God admonished him to be strong and be courageous. So I want to read those things to you quickly as we go to this new year. To be strong and be courageous in the things of the Lord. So let me go to Joshua, the fourth chapter. So we too, who the Lord admonished to endeavor to be overcomers, just like Joshua was the conqueror of Canaan, even you and I, we are more than conquerors, amen? Amen. Through Jesus Christ, as well as more than conquerors, you know? So we can use that admonition that God gave Joshua in our spiritual endeavor. Now let me go to Joshua. About four times, God told him to be strong. Joshua 1:6. Be stronger and of good courage, for unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. That's one. Say, be strong and be courageous. The same thing to you tonight. No matter what you want to lay your hand to do for the Lord or for your day-to-day activities, be stronger and be courageous. Amen. No matter what obstacle Satan presents to you, look unto the Lord Jesus, amen?
Amen.
The author and the finisher of your faith. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Number two, verse 7. Again, only be thou stronger and very courageous. See? That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law and so forth, that you know. So now, verse 9 says again, as what I commanded thee, to 9, God is commanding you. That thing you have in your heart to do. Want to start that business? Want to really serve the Lord in a particular way? You're looking for God for a spiritual gift or a spiritual blessing? Here is God's word to you tonight. You know, have not I commanded thee? Be stronger and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen?
Amen.
Whithersoever thou goest, the Lord is with you. I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I will never leave you nor forsake thee. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, last verse, verse 18, the last clause. Only the stronger and of a good courage. So as you go to this new year, let this new, be in your heart and soul. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Proverbs 28, verse 1, about the last portion. The righteous are bold as a lion. Amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Our Lord is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen?
Yes.
We are the lion webs. Amen?
Yes.
The lion cub. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. So be strong, the righteous. You are righteous. He is our righteousness, right? Corinthians 1:30. Christ has been made unto us wisdom, sanctification, redemption and righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
It's my righteousness, I can be bold. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want just about four items I want to just share right there. So in the early church, when they were praying in the face of persecution, they asked for boldness. That's how we should do the same thing. In Acts 4:29, they said this. And now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Amen. How we need to ask that the church need that today and so on. Instead of panicking and so on, let's ask the Lord for boldness, to do the work of the Lord. And you know what happened to them? When they pray next time, in Acts 4:31, God has answered his prayer. And here is what in Acts 4:31, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
And they spake the word of God with boldness. They prayed before, right? God answered back. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God will answer you too. So spirit-inspired boldness is behind every successful advance in the church all the time. 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That what I've given you, if fear comes to you, never from God. Amen. All over the Bible, fear not. An angel appear, the first thing is, fear not. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so let me see if I can put one or two things more here. As we begin to close up. Now, let's see. The fear of God is not only the beginning of wisdom, it is the one fear that can expel all other fears. Amen. When you fear the Lord, that will shake away all other fears, The opposite of boldness is cowardice, fear, and unbelief. Obviously, God is not pleased with a cowardly church that limps along in unbelief. The Lord expressed his indignation for this thing, Revelation 21:6. How he hates, to be coward and so on like that, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a task of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Encourage you to be an overcomer. That's what he wants us to be. Now look at the other one. To those who are fearful, but to the fearful and the unbelieving, and the abominable and the murderers. Look at how the Lord classify the unbelievers, the fearful people. How he classify the fearful people and so on. He grouped them with the abominable and murderers and warmongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their portion part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So what he's saying here, I abhor the Lord says to be coward, The Lord, we are to be bold in the Lord, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. What scripture says? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray that the Lord grant boldness unto his church in these last days. We are in the last days, really. Every sign tells us so, to exercise the authority and power he has generously dedicated to you and me. Now, number four, I talk about believing, talk about humility, talk about boldness. One more, dependence. Dependence. To really wield the authority that you have in Christ. dependence. Now, the authority we have been talking about is not an independent authority. We have the authority to do God's will. You do. And nothing else. You know, authority we have is to do God's will. And then nothing else. We don't charge out on our own initiative. Like some evangelical, I will call them ghost busters, chasing demons around the place, right? I hear one brother, long time ago, oh, we are going to do some so place. See, there are demons in those places, we go and chase the demons and so on. That's what we are called to do. Praise the Lord. We are chasing demons around, not really. You know, so what are we called to do? So we are called, God's primary call is for each of us to focus on the ministry of the kingdom. What are they? Loving, caring, preaching, teaching, praying, and so on. That's our primary job, right? Not chasing demons about. However, in carrying out our duty, when demonic power challenges us, in the course of our duty, then we take care of them, amen? In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we don't just go out and be chasing demons around, you know. But when we are doing our job in the law, and demons interfere, like I begin this evening, our duty shall follow them, right? That believe the first thing they will have demons, right? Then we deal with them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So anyway, so we see right there. Now, our dependence is on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thereafter, anyway, so we see that there. We are to be subject to one another. So this authority we have, people make mistake right now. The authority we have is not to be exercised over other believers. Amen. Someone wants to try to, authorize the authority to use other believers, Just authority you give to you, not over other believers, not really. For you and I as brethren, we are commanded, to be subject one to another in the fear of Christ. Ephesians 5:21, amen? So when you have authority, not over me, not over that sister and that brother, no. But, so we are to be subject one to another, according to the book of Ephesians 5:21. Also, there is a God-established authority too. Many Christians overlook this thing here. God established authority on earth that governs the civil and social structure of government, work, home, and church. Let me read to you in Romans 13, quickly, a couple of verses in there. People will say, I'm a Christian, then they just don't respect authorities, because I'm a Christian. That's not Christianity, really. You are missing something right there. Let me quickly read from Romans 13, 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The power that be are ordained of God. I don't care whether it's a Democrat or whether it's a Republican. I don't care what party it belongs, okay? So, no king can reign except God, let them reign. Praise God. Anyway, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisted the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves a damnation, the Bible says. So, and look at this one. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God. They may be unbelievers, and so on. You can think I was an unbeliever, right? But God used to do many things, really, Anyway, minister of God, to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause, pay ye tribute. How to pay your taxes, right? Also, for they are God's ministers, if you are dodging taxes and you are paying your taxes because you are a Christian, you are making the mistake, right? Anyway, so even the Lord himself, they asked the Peter, which are, he said, who are they that have paid tribute? The children or the stranger and so on. Anyway, so we see. Anyway, so wherefore ye must need the subject that. Verse 6. for this cause, pay ye tribute, for they are God's ministers, attending continuously upon the very thing. Render therefore to all their dues. Even the Lord say, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, right? And unto God that which is God's, right? You don't pay your tithes, you are making a mistake, innit? Praise the Lord. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and unto God which is God. Your tithes belong to God, not to you, innit? The Bible call them thieves. We don't pay tithes. Don't say the Lord, innit? Praise the Lord. Anyway, we man rob God. You have robbed me, saying all these things. In what do you rob me? They ask him in tithes and offering. Praise the Lord. Anyway, so render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom is due. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. Now, that's it. I say, subject right. It is critically important that we submit to this governing authority. Unless, the only reason why you don't have to submit to them is this. If they exceed their God-given authority or command, or command us to do something that is sinful, then we don't obey them, innit?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We would rather obey God rather than man. In the early church, don't you ever preach in this name again. Peter says, shall we rely, hear God or you? Or no, they are going to do something that is wrong or sinful, then we are not to obey them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So tonight you go by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to with the authority is given to you and I, believe that you have that authority in Christ. Humble yourself, be bold, and then be confident in the Lord. You know, and you can see yourself being out on the sick and they will recover. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
How can the sick recover? You don't lay your hands. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. When you step out and you will see what God will do for you. Bless God. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for so much loving us, Lord. In all things, Lord, whatever you have, you are giving unto us, authority over demons and over the path of darkness. Bible says all things are ours through our Lord Jesus Christ. All things are really yours through our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for loving us, Lord. Help us as we go to this new year, Lord, to reach on out in boldness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there to do exploits for the Lord. They that know their God, they shall be strong and they will do exploits. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.